Hey, Taita, olam, tsaka kamuhle muri eZimbabwe. Kwazi wai, muri eZimbabwe. Ndinomgamshira imtshongo chedu chechidiki. Uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Zimbabwe muhle. Welcome to The Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from a Voice of America. And today is Tuesday, the 1st of October, 2019. Mtsaka kamuhle, Zimbabwe muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, muri eZimbabwe, mtsaka kamuhle eZimbabwe muhle, ndinomgamshira imtshongo chedu chechidiki. Uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove, and I'm your host, Mike Hove, aka Big Mike. Zimbabwe muhle, tonight on The Connection, we unpack and discuss the State of the Nation address given by President Emmerson Nambuzo Mnangagwa that he presented today. In his State of the Nation address, President Mnangagwa touches on several points, ranging from fixing the economy, which would be indirectly addressing the country's unemployment issue. He touches on the works of the Empowerment Bank. He touches on issues in relation to human rights. He touches on issues in relation to fuel, energy, and the cash crisis. But before we delve deep on Mtsakazo Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle, let us take a listen to a bite whereby President Emmerson Nambuzo Mnangagwa says for himself what he had to say during the State of the Nation address.
Appropriate measures are being taken to address the cash situation, which include a gradual removal of arbitrage opportunities created through multi-tier pricing. I thus, through you, Mr. Speaker, sir, challenge honorable members in their individual and collective capacities to play their part in speeding up our parliamentary processes.
All right, Zimbabwe Moshe, you heard from President Emmerson Nambuzo Mnangagwa. Now, for some of you watching, you might have looked at the clip and thought, but that wasn't Parliament, that was file footage. However, the audio clip that was playing itself was President Emmerson Nambuzo Mnangagwa today in a Parliament. As mentioned in the bite we just played, President Emmerson Mnangagwa says Parliament is not being 100% efficient. Before his speech, opposition members walked out on President Emmerson Mnangagwa's State of the Nation address. Mainly because they refuse to acknowledge President Mnangagwa as the legitimate president of the Republic of Zimbabwe. VOA correspondent Godwin Mangujka reached out to MDC legislator Senator Lillian Timbios to hear what she had to say about the walkout and President Emmerson Mnangagwa's sentiments during the State of the Nation address.
Constitution, iriko takaiita, and irikiye no uchaka baka kubani. Do mutemo mkuru, unapana wongo uchitereze. Asi, hautereze mutemo yo. Saka tingaita mutemo waka kura shakadi, unodarika constitution ya nika inu. Constitution ya nika inu, ito rikiri, kutiaka baka kubani. And the Jesus, no one of his family will remain, no one of Tanama Fundavan, and the Moid. And the Jesus, a move on of it, is no one of the Panama will remain, Jopan on the Shapa Puvan, and the Jopan on the Zito include Avan. And the sense that you need is even more when you say, I don't know how to do this. The gap between the rich and the poor is too wide. Tunofanya kuita free, fair and credible election ni nyikamunu. Tunofanya kuchinja urumende ni nyikamunu. Because vesa, kuona kwangu inindo na kunge wakati ya ispana mdani.
That was Senator Lilian Timviosa, who was commenting on the State of the Nation address that was given by President Emmerson Ndambudzo Mnangagwa earlier on. And of course, she was explaining as to why they chose to walk out. We also reached out to the Minister of Information, Publicity and Broadcasting, Honorable Monica Mchangwa, to hear what she had to say about the walkout and, of course, the State of the Nation address.
Why Zimbabweans think like that? These are elected leaders. The electorate actually elected them to represent them. And here is the president setting up the agenda for the next session and they walk out. So you really don't understand why are they coming into parliament if they are not going to sit and understand what is the agenda set by the president of the country. Because this is where the president sets all the legislative reforms or the issues which need to be tackled in the next session. So it's a pity. I don't know what has happened to our Zimbabweans. Zimbabweans should think like Zimbabweans. And when you think like Zimbabweans, support those who have elected you. Make sure that you represent them fully. That's what is expected from a leader. Well, I haven't seen that Twitter. I still have to look at it and understand what exactly. I'm not on Twitter, so I haven't seen it.
Well, Zimbabwe Musha, you just heard from the Minister of Information, Publicity and Broadcasting, Honorable Monica Mchangwa. But we also reached out to the Minister of Energy, Power Development, Honorable Fortune Chasi, Yena Utia, Hai Mpela. He is satisfied with the outcome of the State of the Nation address.
President, ukhulume kakuhle, ukhulume izinto ezibamba abantu. Indaba yamagetsi ukuthi kumele izesa ithengise amagetsi ngemali ehambelana lokuthi yona iwalungisa njani lokuthi iwathenga njani ngaphandle. Okwamanje bekuyindubeko, besithenga ngemali ephezulu, sithengisa ngani? Sithengisa ifrizi. So sikhangela ukuthi sisiya phambili, sikhangela leyo kuthiwa i-cost reflective, ukuthi sithole imali yethu esale siyisebenzisile ukulungisa amagetsi iphenduke. Kodwa abantu abangabayanga abangela mali futhi bangakhangelane le ndubo enkulu kundaba yamagetsi. So izera yenza indaba zama-tarif, bazasitshela ukuthi kumi kanjani. Ngiyabonga.
Yabo Limzwile umnumzana u Honorable Fortune Chasi, yena he's the minister okhangela indaba zogesi i-energy wele Zimbabwe. President Mnangagwa's state of the address is the topic for tonight's discussion. The big question we have as Zimbabwe Muhle is, after paying attention to the sentiments echoed by President Emmerson Ndambudzo Mnangagwa in his State of the Nation address, are young Zimbabweans confident ukuthi ikusasa lelizwe, the future of the nation is bright? Is the future on the right path towards brightness? If you're looking to join us tonight, you can text me on WhatsApp on +1202-465-0318. What does Mbapo Muhle? We're also broadcasting live as we speak on radio on 909 medium wave frequency, sikhona njalo ku 4930 0 njalo ku 15460 kilohertz ku shortwave. And on the internet, for those that love watching stuff on the internet, we're broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages, on our three web pages, just for you. Mtsakazo Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle. We're live on www.voashana.com. We're live on www.voandevelo.com. We're also live on www.voazimbabwe.com. For our Facebook fanatics, Siyasakaza, Tuktip, and you're live on our three Facebook pages, Mtsakazo Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle. We're live on www.voashana.com. We're live on live on our three Facebook pages, those being VOA Shana. We're live on VOA Ndebele. Njalo, go VOA Studio 7. Saka Muriye Zimbabwe, ngena nguselo, ngobu nengi benu, nyora ima comments, nyora ima onrenyu, nyora ima number, kana mshina upina mshirongwa, msa kanganu, the most important part, msa kanganu kushaya chirongwa, kuitra utuwe neno uandu edu. Magatira chirongwa, The Connection, lelami umaikove. Eita, 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 hola, ndeipiko, hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Tanki, 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 abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shana, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3. BigMike3. At BigMike3, go Instagram, njalo go Twitter, Mtsakazo Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle. You can chat with me on Instagram and on Twitter, at BigMike3 is the username. Goto, for the next hour, I'll be live here with you folks on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and of course, VOA Ndebele. Goto, alinga kote pelo uti siyasakazo njalo on our three web pages, those being www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, njalo go www.voazimbabwe.com. Utabele kone kutini lamsha. We're talking about the State of the Nation Address. Earlier on, namhlanje, we saw uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa giving the State of the Nation Address, where he was touching on several different issues. So, nxa usanda ukungena kuhlelo, you just missed the ministers, of course, touching on several different issues, touching on whether or not they're happy and satisfied by the State of the Nation. We saw Honorable Fortune Chasi, yena uthi ngempela, he's super, super excited, he's super geeked, and he's happy ukuthi uMongameli touched on the issue of energy and fuel. Simzule yena uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa sithi uhulumende wakhe is targeting, uhulumende wakhe looks to fix isimo somnotho selizwe esilokho siqhubekela phambili sibhubhudeka. Mthungamiri wenyika va Emmerson Mnangagwa nathi tavanzwa vachipakura hurongwa hwavo we State of the Nation Address, vachitsanangura vachiti ivo semthungamiri wenyika hurumende yavo yakatarisira one kubatsira vanhu vane makamba nawo echidiki, avanoti ma small medium enterprises, ma SMEs, vakabatawo nyaya yeagriculture, vakabatawo nyaya yevanhu vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu, vachiti aiwa, in the country there should be peace, panyaya yeviolence, vati aiwa, nyaya yekurwisana munyika, wow, makasa. But anyway, let's move over to my panelists. My first guest joining me live, ecingweni ngumnumzana ukhula kwashe Mutsanka. Yena is a young entrepreneur, and of course, he was watching the State of the Nation Address. Ekhangele ngamehlo abomvu. Ukhula kwashe, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo bhutunyana.
Siyabonga. Unjani baba?
Hayi, ngiyaphila, ngiyaphila. Thank you so much for making time to join us on the program, bud.
Siyabonga baba.
Kudakwashi, the State of the Nation Address. Namhla we saw uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa giving the State of the Nation Address, touching on several different facets. When njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, who is part of guests of this whole SME situation, how did you take in inkulumo kaMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa?
Thank you very much. It is quite encouraging from a young the person perspective, last season, uMongameli esinika the update ngalokho okwenzakalayo, abanye bathi okwenzakalayo behind the scenes, ngesengithenga kwazi ukuthi kuyenzakala umongameli ukhulume okuningi sibili okuyinkareja ngoba ungakhangela abantu okwakhathesi besides ukuthi sifuna ukuqalisa ama-business ethu sikhangela like ama-business opportunities ave e-arise due to i-economy ukubuya kwayo sikhangela njalo ama-employment opportunities sengakhangela kakhulu kwi-state of the nation address ka-president ubambe ama-sectors amaningi lapho okuba le-improvement khona lapha uhulumende asebenza gadala nakhona ukubana thina njengabatsha thina njengamazimbabwe citizens ungakhangela kumayining okhulume kuhle sibili ngama-development ayenzakalayo umayining sector wakhuluma ukubana kune-vision 2023 emayining ecraftwayo okwakhathesi imayining ukhulumile sibili ukubana isikhontribute okuningi in terms of I think kukhuluma about 7% in terms of ama-export remittances e-government okuba yinto sibili esikhangelelayo thina abatsha ukubana kuthuthukise impilo zethu kubambe njalo ku-agriculture ngoba abatsha okwamanje bakhuthazwa ukubana bengene la bethole ama-opportunities ku-agriculture wakhuluma ukubana u-agriculture leyo ulethwa yi-command agriculture i-command agriculture ufuna abatsha bengene but bafuna ukubana bekhangele ukuthi abangenayo laba bali-track record na yokufaka umuvu ku-GNB so abatsha bakhuthazwe labo ukuthi bengene ku-state of the nation address ama-opportunities lawa abuyayo njalo nje u-agriculture ukhulumile sibili ukuthi kunemali eningi esifakiweyo ku-agriculture ukubana kuthuthukise impilo zabantu emakhaya nabatsha. So yes, it's a welcome development, it's a welcome speech to the nation.
Now, uMongameli yena, he touched on several different things regards to investing in these different sectors. Into yokuqala kuna kwasho engifuna ukuzwisisa is ukuthi siyamuzwa uMongameli esithi uhulumende is looking to put more money into these sectors, but a lot of these sectors are not working as we speak. And also, where is the government getting this money? Siyabona government workers bayatshenga isenda besithi thina sifuna ukuhlalelwa imali that can allow us ukuthi siphile elizweni. Kodwa yena uhulumende uthi akalayo imali yokubahlawula, but uhulumende yena ule mali yoku-invest in these sectors. How are people supposed to take these things?
Abantu kunzima sibili ungakhayela isithi sikamongameli ubambile sibili nge-need yokuthi ku-increase ama-salaries aba-civil servants ukuthi yi-cushioning ebakhona ukubambile sibili kodwa kumele sikukhayelisise kakhulu ukuthi nxa ilizwe likhuluma nge-austerity for prosperity ukhulumile njalo umongameli ukuthi ubuhlungu elibuzwayo siyakwazi siyabubona ubuzungelisa kodwa i-austerity ithi khona asi sonkeni okwakhathesi ilizwe lmangakuhle ilizwe limanjongonjongo so kumele mina lawe sizwe ubuhlungu kwenze ukuthi sibe lelizwe ethi lifunayo. How do we suffer? Ikhayela ukubana ama-salaries ethu aza kuba low kwesisikhathi esizayo whilst ama-resources esilawo we-put them esingathi kuma-productive sectors of our economy kuzethi ngaproductive sectors of economy then we can resuscitate our economy. Singaresuscitate our economy uhulumende sizakwazi ukuthola i-tax sizakwazi ukuthola ama-duty sizakwazi ukuthola i-foreign currency kuze enzele increase ama-salaries but ngakhangela khathi esingaphijulisi eliningi imali leyana aseze ama-gates abengekho we can't invest in more power projects. Engalinika industries to be idle. We can't start new industries. Engalinika i-agriculture we sleep. We can't produce even what is the export, even what is selling foreign currency. Lapho-ke yikho ukhulumile umongameli uba namadoda bonke abasebenzayo kuhulumende sizaliinkrizela ikhushi lokuthi kwakwazi imisebenzileni kodwa asiqinise lenini ukwenza ukuthi sibe nelakusasa elihle esilifunayo sonke.
Wathi ngikubamba umlomo khuda kwasho ngicela ubambe kancane ecingweni ngithathe umlaleli and then I'll come back to you angithi. Right, Muriya Zimbabwe mavakunzi wakhona wakhuda kwashe Mutlanka yena is a young entrepreneur njalo he was watching the State of the Nation address. Ngaze ngamxhuma ngathi khuda kwashe ngicela ukungena kuhlelo usitshele umbono wakho ngodabula khona egodweni. Asi ndukuzondi nemthereri wami kokuthanga rupina mchirongwa ngiyeza ukuthi nginomlalelo owokuqala ongenayo kuhlelo namhla. Khona mthereri okhona ecingweni ngibani?
Hello.
Eh, mkoma zuru famba.
Mfara makazimba ere.
Aiwa, tukufara, ripari nare ndia.
Yeti wa Prosper Guvea.
Eh, mkoma Prosper, zuru famba.
Zuru famba.
Muru kufuandra muru kupi mkoma Prosper.
Bindura, mtepa tepa.
Mm-hmm, mkoma Prosper, ruku bindura. Right, chipi ndaye mchurongwa mkoma Prosper, mtu zoma ondreng.
Parizi noma mira kata nyibedura.
Mm.
Ah, tuku tiva tunga miri yenu pane pavari kuti refi zvakanyanyisa.
Mm.
Kunyanya pakutadza kutevedzera kondiro dzevanhu.
Mm.
Kuri refi kana tipu kati ndekuda kurati dziro kuti aiwa zvavari kuita handizvo. Iwo vaita mapurisa kuti vange vachi tsadza kupita zvatinenge tichida izvo.
Mm.
Uye zvare bomba vativo vaya kumavhara maiko keshi wawo pamwe ndokwa kuinima kumabasa evamwe vanhu ikoko vachitotorawo mari ikoko kukana vavhara kana vachivhura maindastry tiwanikewo mabasa totarisa zvikari panyaya yekuti ivo vanokwanisa kusapa mari madhokota asi ivo vachiti kana vachinge varwara voyambuka voenda mhiri isu tichikwara nekurwara kuno kana tarwara sofa tiri mukati mezvipatara imomo hapana kana kuya kuzotirapa.
Asi mukoma tanzwa mutungamiriri nai pahurongwa hwavo nhasi vachiti iyo hurumende ine chinangwa vakatarisira kuti vachange vachiisa imwewo mari mune health sector kuitira kuti vatsimudzire infrastructure irimo muzvipatara. Saka instead of kuti vanhu vamhanye vachienda kuna na South Africa vachinoita surgery, asi zvipatara zvinenge zvaane technology yokuti surgery iitwe muiti.
Kutaura havo asi nyaya iri kuneta ndeyekuti havasi kuzokwanisa kuzadzikisa mitauro yavanenge vachitaura kuti tina kudai tina kudai yavo inongorinavo yekutaura chese asi havasi kuzozadzisa zvavanenge vareva. Tatarisa paya tichibva kubaine tanzi kune masiga oiri uko yanga iri nyaya yekuda kungoti isusu patiri kugumbuka kuti vahwina tinge tiri mukati mekuzorodza pfungwa nekugumbura patatakaita. Mapedza izvozvo zvikapfuura kanzi oiri haichavaniki vaakutaura zvikari kuti varungu vari kuuya vachizopinda mapurazi iko zvino juriro yakapera nanhasi hakuna munhu achauya. Saka pari zvinezvi mukapinda kana mapurazi ndiyamo munenge muchinzi vashandi vari kushanda mushandi chaichaye zvakafanana nesu tiri vashandi vekumapurazi unenge uchitambira $3 RTGS iri kutenga chi.
Saka zvino mukoma Prosper nekuti pane vamwe vateerero vanoda kupinda. I guess my last question is muri munhu wechidiki here? Right, mukoma Prosper, imi somwewo wechidiki ari chizvarwa chekuZimbabwe nemaondero enyu mungati hurumende iripo here yakatarisira kubatsira munhu wese se muchitarisa urongwa hwapakurwa nemutungamiriri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa nhasi?
Pamwe kutaura kwavo vangazadzikisa asi vave nenguva zhinji vachireva zvavanoreva asi pasina chavanozadzisa. Saka hatichisina nekirimbo nekuda kweutungamiriri huripo panguva dzino. Kuri kuti vataura havo vari kutaura asi kungotaurawo kungotiwo tiridzingataura pamberi pevanhu asi vana tadzungaira hatichina kana zvokuita mabasa hakuna toyambuka mhiri tosvika pakurohwa ikoko toti hapana zvokubva famba.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma Prosper, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa handesi.
Ndafara chaizvo kutiwo vamwe vandinzwa ndichimborevawo kutaura kwakadai.
Mudzoke next week, chirongwa ndechenyu mukoma.
Aiwa ndinotenda baba.
Right, zvoluka ndava you just heard from umnumzana Prosper. Yena is a young person ophila ngane ebindura. Uthi into eqhayathikileyo the thing that he seems to highlight uthi yena ubona ngani uhulumende lo ka mongameli Emerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, it's all talk no action. Wathi ngempela ukukhuluma, he said what he had to say namuhla, he touched on the several different factors. Kodwa uthi yena njengomuntu ngisakhulayo, this is not the first time that he's heard uhulumende ethembisa uZulu ukuthi uza ukhangela ukulungisisa indubo esibhekane labantu elizweni. But let's hear ukuthi ongisakhulayo olwela ilungelo loluntu yena uthini ngodaba lokhona egodini. Joining me live via telephone from Zimbabwe is Stabile Dewa. She's a young human rights activist. Let's hear what she has to say. Stabile, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Saka nyaya yatinayo nhasi muchirongwa is we're talking about the State of the Nation address. As a young person watching it, what was your takeaway from it?
I'm disappointed. I was watching the president while he was delivering his speech. I thought the first step that the president was supposed to take was to admit and acknowledge that things are not well in Zimbabwe. The country is on its knees, the economy is not functioning, the health sector is, and unfortunately it is the women suffering more from this harsh economic, social and political conditions. I thought he was going to call for a genuine, inclusive national dialogue with the critical players from women, youth, church, the business and civil society. But it seems like it was just one of those statements where there's a lot of blame game, there is little taking responsibility, and there are too many promises. And a lot was being expected, especially from the young women, in terms of the way forward, in terms of how the leadership is going to take us out of this political and economic quagmire. But it seems like nothing has come out from the statement as usual, and it's quite sad and disappointing.
Now, Stavile, you're a human rights activist. We heard President Emmerson Mnangagwa hammering at, I guess, the most current thing. You know, recently Zimbabwe has been going through a wave whereby people are being abducted, the most recent being, Dr. Peter Magombe. And he says, you know what, this issue of violence, the culture of violence in the country needs to stop. As a human rights activist, how do you take that in?
I heard you mentioning something about implementing the recommendations from the Monsanto Commission, mm-hmm. but it's been more than a year since people were killed last year, and a lot has happened since then in terms of infringing people's fundamental human rights, right to assembly, association, and peaceful protest. We had the January 2019 violence that left more than a dozen people dead, that left more than 18 women raped. So instead of the situation improving, it's actually getting worse. Mm-hmm. In the past, we never really had situations where human rights defenders and civil society leaders will be arbitrarily arrested, beaten and all, but it's quite unfortunate that right now the level of suspicion, the level of insecure and paranoia within the leadership has led it to attack even the people who are working towards promoting democracy and rule of law in Zimbabwe. One of the people were arbitrarily arrested coming from the Asia, coming from a human rights and peace building conference in May this year, and the case has been dragging. I haven't left Harare since May, since I was released in prison. I don't have my passport, and I cannot leave Zimbabwe. It's infringing on my work. It's not only me. We were six of us. The trade unions, there's also Dr. Magombe, and the failure to bring to justice the perpetrators of the heinous act of violence is the most worrying. And it's said that the president talked about the need to engage, re-engagement, that things are going on well, but I don't think so. Just reading the report from the UN special rapporteur who left the country recently doesn't look good in terms of the country's respect for fundamental human rights and respect of the constitution. So if the president is really genuine and sincere about promoting an environment that is free from violence, tolerance, and allow people to exercise their fundamental constitutional rights, he has to walk the talk. Why is it people were killed in the perpetrators who killed people last year have not been apprehended? Why is it no one has been prosecuted for the rape charges, for the victimization of the daughter? And people have been beating up women who try to protest in the streets. Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. Stabile, what's your name? Mlomo again. Mokubate Pamrobo. Ditore Mtereri. And then I'll come back to you in 1 second. Zulugandaba, that was Stabile Tewa. Ngenani kuhlelo lisitshela umbono wenu ngodabula khona ekodwini +12024650318. Ningangixhuma ku WhatsApp abafisa ukungena kuhlelo lakho ungifonela live on air +12026192077. Ngiyaphinda njalo +12026192077. President Emmerson Mnangagwa Mnangagwa's State of the Nation Address. That's the topic that we're discussing. Ecingweni, I have two guests umnumzana kula kwashe mtsanga and stabile tewa asi ndikunzwa kuti ndine umwe umtereri. I have another caller ongenayo kuhlelo. Caller, caller mlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo, ngubani?
Hello.
Yes, yes papa, unjani? Makadi yini?
Yeah, tipe madi ndi inini North Rashford.
Mkoma Rashford juru famba.
Ta kuno kurubo. Ku South Africa.
Kuri sei ko South Africa.
Ndi ku a kuno ku Rashford. Kuri no da ku comment on 2-3 issues about Zimbabwe.
Pinda yenge mkoma.
Zvika yedu. Problemu kenza kutanga kukomenda nenya ye cash crisis zvirizwa Zimbabwe nekuvhara kwe eco cash cash union cash out. I think the best solution government yedu zvainoreketa hasina tozviziva because the only way to kuti matambudziko ecash apere muZimbabwe ndekuprinda more money mari wangu mumabhengi. Mari kana wangu mumabhengi vese aya ma eco cash agent vari kutanda vari kutengesa mari mari ikawanda mari ikaflat. I don't see particular problem yekuti ma-agenti anga kutengesa mari nemapercentage chichi but it seems like these guys vanga ndo vanga vachigada vanhu vavo vemacarapivet asi one arapivet ndiyo dimain culprit ozo vakapinda mari yakazara musiki vanhu vachatengesera ani mari hakuna. Saka gavhumendi yedu gavhumendi yedu haina kana clue yekuti how to run the economy because it seems like vari kufaitira sedrawo bruwa
asi tichitarisa mukoma Rashford tichitarisa zvataurwawo nemutungamiriri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa. He said a lot of things targeted towards improving economy. Vataura nyaya yekuisa technology kuti iunze infrastructure itange ichisimudzira ma sectors akasiyana-siyana. Tichitarisa health, tichitarisa maSMEs, small medium enterprises. Ekuti mukasimudzira masmall medium enterprises muchange muchibatsira vamwewo vechidiki nekuti munenge makuita sei makunza employment. Zvino mungati hurumende haisibatsira
government haisibatsira problem ina president wedu vamunangagoka inyaya yekuti vanogona kutaura chete vari kuzoimplimenta zvavanotaura ivoka havakwani kuzozviimplimenta because since 2017 pakabviswa Robert Mugabe vari vaingotaura havasi munhu ari so solid pano zvaanga achitaura kaichiita kuvona seunonzi avamaniepo avamaniepo because hapana so far if you want to check there's a lot of things that zviri kuitika munyika vakadazira kuti he's going to reform but he didn't reform hapana rawani tikadazira kuti hanzi vamunangagwa pane zvavakaita zvekuti tingati vamunangagwa nhasi vakaita zvakati zvetinoziva kuti zvakati vakazviita ezinezvi vakataura kuti hanzi pana sista vakaitaura nyaya yekuyekuyekwa unoitwa vanhu vanhu vakapidzembe wa everyday fact but vakapidzembe waya vachati vambobatwa hapana bato kana wani akaita kuti hanzi iwewe ndiwo ndabatsira kupidzembe wavo murova it seems like vamunangagwa vanenge vari kungotedza chigaro chavo havaasa nevanhu as long ivo vakuri panyanga chete ka havana kana basa nevanhu actually iclearly kumacity ungati vapedzera vanhu kuchinyi yaa kudaidzira kuti havana to vaitira kuchinyi because havana kuti vhotera saka ndipo vavaitira kuchinyi ivo vachikotarira chigaro chavo chete zvokuti aikungoti anga ari president wekuti ataura akadzira kuti inini nhasi kapano dzitaima prize zvaidzizwa but it seems like some of these businesses havanawo ndeavo those guys ndeavo vapidzira so you can't control economy iwewe une a lot of businesses uchiya controlling mbuva panonesi mbuva zvokuti apo ukadadzira kuti ngatidzitaima prize ndozvikoisa maprize emabhizinesi apo it doesn't even make sense ngavataure
takunzwai mukoma Rashford
kana vakadadzira kuti nhasi tikudzisa maprize ndazvidziki kana vakati nhasi akupa masmall to medium enterprise mari yekuti vatangise maproject vacreate employment ngazviitwe kwete kuti vari nemuromo just like that as make sense votora president wekuti akataura kuti purity
mukoma Prosper mukoma Rashford takunzwa zvakanaka tinotenda zvikuru nokupinda muchirongwa ndakagarwa bhampa pane vamwe vakuteerera vari kuda kutopinda handisi Right. Zulukandaba, that was Mnumzana Rashford, Ugwele, South Africa. Once again, it seems as though the issue of talk the talk and walk the talk seems to be coming about again. Umlaleluete, who came in at the beginning, Ute, Mongameli, Emerson, Mnangagwa, is all talk, no actions. Siyamuzwa na Mnumzana Rashford, like uyangena kuhlelo uthi uMongameli is all talk, no action. Asizweni ukuthi ukhula kwasho yena uthini ngodaba lokhona kodwini. Khula usakhona ecingweni na. Khula kwasho.
Yes, ngikhona.
Right, you hear all the callers are hammering at this issue. Besithi bona babona ngani uMongameli Emerson Mnangagwa is all talk, no action. How would you respond to something like that?
Thank you very much. Let me start by addressing the issue of eco-cash budget. It means it seems as if most of our listeners are touching on that issue. You see, I just wonder why it is so common that we tend to take a one-sided view. What the need is only to consider the two sides, mm-hmm. the demand and the supply. I wonder if we are like the monomaniac by nature, and whether just a few people are willing to take the time to do just the issue considering all relevant sides. If you look at EcoCase, it's just yesterday, people were crying to say, no, these people are ripping us off. These people are destroying our beloved economy. Government needs to act. And at the time the government then acts, people are crying. If you look at EcoCase, people will read. You cannot pay 50%, 60%, or 70% today just to access your hard-earned money. So government needs to act to, in order to bring back sanity into the economy. And also they are saying, why are they not increasing money? You do not, if you understand the economics, understand the concept of M1 broad money supply, you don't just wake up and increase money in an economy. There are certain levels of money supply that has to go into an economy. Or else you then go to what you call inflation, which is too much money chasing to people. So at the right time, government will increase money supply bit by bit to meet the needs of a country or of an economy. So, the issue of eco-cash, let's see how it goes as we go. And then the other listener said, the president is all about talk and talk. You see, when you do not, this economy, we always tell people, our economy has been overrun for so many years. And it cannot be repaired or resuscitated overnight. People need to be patient. People need to understand that building an economy is not like running a tuck shop. You need time to be able to put the fundamentals right. If you ask anybody, we'll tell you, one of the key fundamentals for our currency is to make sure that production is back. And at the present moment, if you look at the State of the Nation address, it focuses on production. The president was speaking mostly to do with issues of production. You look at the mining sector, one of the key economic drivers. That's where the president was giving you updates on what is happening. You look at the agriculture, the main economic driver since independence. Government has given you the clear roadmap on how we are resuscitating agriculture. What has been happening? Yes, we bemoan climatic change, like the president also said when it came to issues of power. To say, the water levels in Kariba are not favorable for power generation, but there are steps that our honorable minister Chasi is doing in order to make sure that the country receives enough power. So all those key ministries are trying to bring back development. But now our people, they are hiding their heads in the sand like a proverbial ostrich. They don't want to see probably the progress that is being made, but they want to attack and attack without having an open mind to issues that are happening. And then my sister also was speaking about issues to do with the activists and mm-hmm. to do with Dr. Malcolm May. Of course, honestly, the issue of the doctor is before the police are investigating. It would be ill-timed and ill-advised to give any comment on that, because up until we know what has transpired, because today we may castigate the government and then later on we hear another issue, or we castigate the doctor, later on we hear really they were tortured. So we need to hear what the police say so that we can comment on that.
All right, Kuda, what's in Mbambo Mlomo, Ntatu Mlaleli, and then I'll come back to you and we'll go to Ustavile. Kola Mtereri, okone ngena yogushelo, arupi na mtrongwa, diana aripo kwa nani. Hello.
Fine. It's Mr. Harry in Zambia.
Mkoma Harry, zurufambe.
Mushe.
Dimi kama pina mchurongo, kurisa yuko Zambia huko?
Ku Zambia, kuri right.
Chiti, pindai mchurongo mchuzo maondre.
Alright, tudakungu taura angu na ye ni kirikini. Ye kupama small enterprises maari. Ya, sinuza, aninge haita, aninge wachita, wachita wala zunusha, kanaka basi. When it comes to implement, either they implement it wrongly or these things these are supposed to be partisan, but you find that they will be giving those guarantees which are just close to them. It's just like what they do to the land reform program. They just give that land to their close friends, and most of them which are not able to produce, that's the same thing which you are going to get when they give these youth money. They are just going to squander the money.
Ask them, like, for example,
some youth which are able to run other projects, but as long as they are not supporting them, they will not get anything. So these programs, I'm sure they are useless because they are just promoting each other within their circle, within ZANPF supporters. Then the other issue of abduction, I would believe these abductions, why we always hear that those people who are fighting for human rights, what they are abducted, but not even a single day which we heard that they've abducted an MP for ZANPF. So there is a big question mark on the issue of abduction.
Mm-hmm. I want to come out of the chat.
They're not abducting a ZANPF MP or someone, a minister, but they are just abducting defenseless people who are fighting for general living. Like the doctors, they are just demanding enough money to just provide them transport and the basic needs, that we end up abducting people for that.
I want to come back and come out here. It's not as cool enough in Amjurong.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so look at that. That was Umnumzana Uhari. He's in South Africa. He seemed to touch on something that I also want to move forward to, Utabalwe corruption. Esithi yena ubona ngani Utabalwe ukuthi they promote each other, ukuthi wena ukuze uthole loan if you have a small medium enterprise, ukuze uthole loan kuthiwa if you have to be in somehow kahoots ngebandla elibusayo ibandla leZANU-PF. Now we'll try get to Ukuda Kwasha to speak on that, but let's first go back to Ustavile. Ustavile, are you still on the line?
Yeah, sure.
Right, manzo atiru wapinda wakataura maundro wakasiana. As a young person, I know record zero vanu. Women in particular, I know that one of the things that a lot of people have taken to the streets for inyaya ukuthi economy irungwendra beri, and it seems to be dilapidating by the day. Tanzwa mchungamiru wenyika wachiti iwo ni maundro ma implementations that he's looking to put in. In place, achanga chisimu zira upumi wenyeka. Imi muno tambra usezo.
Okay, maybe before I respond to that, I just want to disagree a bit with my brother Kuda there in terms of the austerity measures. Why is it these measures are only affecting the poorest of the poor?
Mm-hmm.
Today is the EcoCash ban. Who is being affected? So we need, when you're analyzing these national issues, let's analyze not with blinkered political eyes. Why is it if the government is really serious about cutting down on expenditure and improving the economy, why are they not cutting on international travels, the per diem, the PECs, on ministers, government officials, senior government officials going to international countries seeking medical services? Why can't they have it inside this country if everything is well? And the challenge is there are a lot of allegations around the third force. Where is this third force? The buck stops with the president in terms of making sure that its citizens are still safe in the country. So at the end of the day, we want answers from the president as to who is abducting and and assigning these arbitrary arrests on human rights defenders and activists. I think the challenge is the president is running away from the root cause of this problem. Everything that you are seeing are just they are trying to cure the symptoms. But I think our problems are emanating from an inconclusive electoral process, the 2018 political crisis. As long as that is not addressed, the issue of disputed elections, it will continue to haunt us even up until 2023. And this is the political is not only affecting our well-being, but all the sectors from the economy, the social, the environmental, and everything else. So I would want to appeal again to the leadership that the good tenet of a good leader is to acknowledge and admit when they err and also make efforts towards improving the lives of the citizens. And getting to the issue of corruption, the president mentioned about the empowerment bank and also the bank of the women. But if you look, who is benefiting from those services? Who is benefiting from the entrepreneurship provisions that are being provided for? It is along political lines. So as long as there is no genuine, transparent empowerment processes for the young women, for the youth, we are not getting anywhere. Even if you look at the mining sector, you mentioned about the growing mining sector and agriculture. Who are benefiting? Who has been entrusted with spearheading the Command Agriculture? There are a lot of irregularities, abuse of resources under the Command Agriculture, but no one has been arrested. Who is having many of the mining concessions to the minerals in Zimbabwe? It is the men and it is the elite. So as long as these issues are not addressed, we'll continue going in circles. Right now, there's been attempts to deal with corruption through arresting the perpetrators, but we have seen a very worrying trend of catch and release where the big chefs are arrested in the morning and released in the evening. So as long as there is no genuine efforts to curb the issue of corruption, it will continue to decay our country. There is the issue of the black market. There have been allegations that even the president's sons are involved in fueling the black market, but I haven't seen them being dragged to the courts in order to stop the anomaly. So as long as we do not openly discuss these issues and put genuine mechanisms that look beyond political affiliations and personal interests, we are not going anywhere as a nation.
Mm-hmm. Stabile Tewa, thank you so much. Please hold on to the line. Let me take the caller that's joining us live, Ecingweni, and I'll come back to you. Sulukandaba utaba lukone kutwini liuzile. Nasi mchurongwa tukubata nyaye State of the Nation Address. Ita ono earlier on this morning. Mchungamiru wenyika va Emerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. Wanga chupakura chirongwa chao che State of the Nation Address. Apo he was touching on several different issues that are in relation to the economy. Kudzirudziwanu mnyika. Ama lunga labantu nyezi ndezi chieneyo. Asi, ndukunzo ndine mchereri, kune mchereri, sizu uti yena umlaleli utini mwotabali kone kutuini. Kola kola mchereri, arupi na mchirongo ndia?
Ano ndio wabuza.
Wama wabuza, zurufambe?
Zili nane.
Murufuendra murugupi?
Ndili kuna kufranzis ton bukwana.
Aribu waka tuana wabuza?
Ya, hii warume ka. Nadi, president, hii wataura.
Hmm.
Asi chatunofana kutarisa mukati mweupenyu hwemunhu kutonga nyika unofana kuda munhu first ukada munhu then waakuziva kuti ndaakutonga nyika now unotaura kuti unopa vanhu mari masimo medium end whatever maindustrial whatever tine mari dzakashayikwa hatina kuru zanga zina wana chombo, zanga tibaka wana chombo, hapana nuzo wadi zaga zenda kupi, mabillions. Zazu makadi box. Uyaka sungwa manje manje, mimi saka zungwa manje manje. Atisha zwa kuti nyaya choya kenda kupi. Corruption, nilikunze, corruption, ekonomisa.
Wari out on bail, nyaya choya chiri mmatari.
Zati ilikunze kudi, wana wasi uziwa, kuti chii kaitika. Yango nzi zi. Saka, urukutaura nenyaya yaani yemacorruption kana corruption ichinzi yaitika kuoya chombo yakaenda kupi yakanyararwa nekuti ndezanopiya kana asiri wezano PF unosungwa. Munosunga dokota, mutsu adapta dokta. Mamuona kuti waonekwa amuchadi kuti arapiwe.
One minister ndewe zano PF vamabvudzi.
Ubi.
Mai vakabva kusungwa.
Kuvhara na maziso.
Okay.
Kuvhara na maziso chetoko. Kwekuti vanhu vasafungira. Saka kana ari wezano PF chii chakazoitika. Havachatauri nezvazvo, haatauri nezvinhu kutorwa kwevanhu, kufa kwevanhu, haataure nezvazvo. Unotaura chete nezvecorruptness nezvesanction, pasina sanction. Sanction ndedzake iye dzemumba make, ari kunzi haasabvumirwe kuenda kuEngland. Kwete kuti vanhu veZimbabwe havafaniri kuenda kuZimbabwe, ndiye nevanhu vake necabinet yake.
Panyaya yemasanction
UN ne70 vanhu vanoita basa rei. 70 vanhu vakaenda kuUnited Nations vanga vari kuita basa rei? Mari yedu yekutedza vanhu kuenda 70 vanhu kwokogara muhotera kungogara kudisina. Saka akazotaura nemachera pasina vanhu ka. He addressed the United Nations musina vanhu. That was correct because hapana zvamutaura.
Asi tichitaura iyaye United Nations hakusi kusarudza kwavo, hazvirevi kuti vanhu vangu vasingadi kunzwa zvavangu vachitaura ka. Asi munhu wese anopiwa mukana wekutaura, havasirivo vega vakataura pane
maMCs. Vakapuranirwa kuti ataure musina vanhu because haana chaanotaura. That was the plan. Because naizvozvi address yacho akadresa chichachaita. Paakawina wakati 1,000 ndinopa mirioni majobs ari kupi? Makambani anofanira kuvhurwa ari kupi? Not even one.
Ari kuuya kane maSMEs. Ndati mabasa hanzi ari kuuya kane maSMEs.
Anouya achibvepi? Aribva kuMalawi. Majobs ari. Asingauyi.
Aiwa takunda zvakanaka.
Ndava tsokana one job rakapinza ndiripi. Chakaita zvakapinda, sinza akapinda. Chakaita chii? One. Hana. You cannot even point one thing is agaita mupenyu. But you know, it's people who are dying. Those agaita mupenyu hake. Kuuraya vanhu. And that's it.
Aiwa, nothing else. Vamabvudza ndakagarwa bhampa. Kune vamwe vateerera vada kupinda muchirongwa. Saka tototi thank you, thank you. Modzoka next week, mukoma. Zulukandaba ngumnumzana uMabvudza. He was asking a lot of questions. Asizvene kuti ukuda kwashe. Does he have the answers to the questions? Vamunzanga muchiripo parunare. Ngoma kuda nchiripo.
Yes.
Right, ndikuve manzwa zvataurwa neMabvudza, ndikuverenga zvekare futi ma comments ari kubuda pane ma Facebook page edu. Vanhu vanenge vari kubvumirana navaMabvudza, sivone unesisa Dube yena sithi umunangagwa uDubo ngokuthembisa abantu kodwa akulanto ayikhulumayo ephumelelayo. Unesisa Dube yena uthi true caller evumelana ngombono kaMabvudza. What do you have to say about lokho kushiwo ngumabvudza? He was touching on the issue of corruption. Sithi, you know, nothing practical has come out thus far. He was touching on the issue. Since uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa has come into power, what has he done or what to his ideas? Ungathini naloko?
I would want to agree to disagree with Mr. Makuza from Botswana and also other listeners that are commenting. The issue of corruption is a grand issue that cannot be solved overnight. What we need to look at is, perhaps I need to start with the opportunities that have been unveiled, which people are saying I extended to Zanu PF youth. You see, our people have got a tendency of having a laid-back approach. They don't take opportunities when they are presented to them. But what they do is they sit there and they start castigating the ones to criticize. If you look at the opportunities that are going to Empower Bank or Women's Bank, if you go to the bank right now, they will tell you they've never changed anyone on political grounds. In fact, they don't even ask you about any of your political affiliation. If there are two entities that are operating professionally at those two banks, they don't ask them on a political ground. But our listeners will be quick to say it's Chalopier because it's in the mindset. It's Kabila Rasa. It's in the mindset. They just think it's Chalopier. So it's corrupt. So we are saying, like my sister said, that when you are analyzing these issues, you need to have a two-pronged approach. You need to have an open mind, you know, the mind to criticize, but also the mind to accept the developments that are coming in. They are saying there are no notable improvements that the government has implemented to date ever since they were there in power. It's a statement that is coming from somebody who is ignorant of what is happening in the country, and also somebody who is not well exposed to the development. If you look, for example, let's look at infrastructure. There are so many roads that are being constructed throughout the country. You look at what even the president has said in terms of the dualization of the Great Bridge to Rundi Road. It's an ongoing project. That is a massive project that has been talked forever. We have been talking about it from 10 years back, talking about dualization that way. But it's taking shape. We are looking also at dualization of the entire plan to road, which is going on well from Harare to Mtare. It's going on well dualized from Harare to Blawari. It's being dualized. What is the infrastructure? Because it has also given us an update on what is happening in terms of our industry, to say we are resuscitating the industry. Yes, they are, because we need FDI for this country to go on. There's no denying that sanctions have done more harm. That's why you see Africa that came together to say on the 26th of October, we are saying to America, please unlock the chains of economic development that have tied Zimbabwe with. They are not fools. They cannot just stand up and say sanctions are hurting people, because they see sanctions are hurting people. But in the midst of those economic sanctions, you are the wrong for me. Nika, it means the Nepal no go na napo.
Kuda isikhathi yiso sesikhula gciba gciba ngoba isikhathi sesiphelile. Ngikubamba umlomo so that I give uStabile la ithuba lokuthi akhulume umbono wakhe. Stabile, unfortunately time is about to run up, so I'm just going to leave off with one last question to you. Vision 2030, President Emmerson Mnangagwa is so insistent on it. Are you urging the youth to believe it, yay or nah?
I don't think we're going anywhere, like I said before, unless there is a genuine inclusive dialogue process that includes all the relevant stakeholders. Otherwise, all what is happening, Kungwe Kutungana Kwembuzi, if the president is really serious, this is the opportunity to call all the relevant political actors, civil society, women, and youth to the negotiating table and move the country forward together.
But even in his speech today, we heard him call for it. Did you not buy it?
Well, we will need to see tomorrow him calling for action and bringing all the relevant stakeholders on the table, because it has been more of rhetoric. And what has it done to date? Nothing. So if he's really serious, let's say the mechanisms around bringing everyone on table, then people move forward, because as it is right now, it's all talk, no action.
All right. Thank you so much, Stabile. Thank you so much, Stabile, for joining us on the program. Zulugandaba, all good things come to an end. Unfortunately, when you're having fun, sometimes it all just comes up real quick. So, ngiyabonga kakhulu abangenileyo kuhlelo. Thank you so much to Umnumzana Ukula Kwashe Muntsanga who joined me. Thank you so much to all my callers abangenileyo kuhlelo. Besilo Rashford, uHarry, labanye abangenileyo kuhlelo. Mthakazo omuhle, Zimbabwe omuhle. Thank you so much for everybody who put a comment, who was commenting. As one of abantu, what were they saying? Unesisa Dube, we read your comment. It's the true caller. As Lapa, she was speaking about Loko Ushio, Mumnumzana Uheri. Slamakasi etu amatatu. Earlier on, I was urging you all over to Lipale Umbonoenu. So let's see what Abantu Batini on our VOA Studio 7 page. Go VOA Studio 7, Gulabanta Baning, and Bella who were putting ama comments abo. U Rashford Utikuda, takadzidza tese pamasosha he. Hilton Nkomo uti on point wazi wafaka maflag iflag yale Zimbabwe. Ignatius vati kuna Hilda taura hako. Ignatius vati true caller Oliver angachibumira nemaondro aba Oliver. Zimbabwe muhle isikhathi sami sesiphelile nto yami ndiyapera panapa asi musacheme next week tichange tiripo same time same place. Zimbabwe muhle bye bye.